You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Week 3 Friday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We all learned a new term, bubble backer, today, thanks to Matt Wilhelm.
That's where it's at. If they're willing to have me, I'm willing to sit down at any meetings necessary to help this team solidify those edges.
Yes.
I learned from the great one.
Yes. When it's time to bubble back.
Wade, son of bum.
Son of bum. I had to get that in there. I didn't want to interrupt you. I just had to say something.
You're fine.
I had to get it in there. Son of bum. All right. Son of bum. Do a little fantasy football mailbag. I know we have a question for Wilhelm as well from our tweeter.
Yeah, let's start first with the fantasy football guys, and you can tweet the show as always at Browns_daily. From Browns_fan_42, for Nathan, who do I start, Luck or Mariota? They're playing each other, I believe. I never thought I'd ever have to ask that, but Luck is struggling.
And you don't have to. Andrew Luck bounces back this week against the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, simple as that.
Simple.
That's what we
do on
the show.
Giving up multiple passing touchdowns to Jameis Winston and to Johnny Manziel. I think that Andrew Luck is going to find a way to get in the end zone a couple times as well.
From David Whitman at Sin City Soldier _. Ooh, with Drew Brees out, Bradford, Bortles, or Fitz?
Bradford, Bortles, or Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Blake Bortles against the New England secondary that has been very susceptible to the pass. I think he'll be able to put up some good garbage time points for you. I don't trust right now Sam Bradford and that Eagles offense.
No.
And I'm not going with Fitzpatrick against the Eagles. D's not bad. That's
I'm
not
just letting
issue.
You know, for someone who's never done fantasy before, I would have given the same answers on the first two questions. So go ahead. Carry on, Dino.
Because you've been, it's osmosis.
It is.
Sitting next to me.
It's oozing out of you.
Yeah, you're starting to learn.
Now, David also wants to know, he says, I bounced CJ off my team.
Yeah, that was aggressive. Yeah. He's referring to CJ Anderson.
That's what I thought. Yeah, CJ off my team. He looked less explosive than last year, so probably
he's
less. He's less elusive, apparently, too.
He's battling a toe injury. Their line has looked bad.
And his line is garbage. What are your thoughts?
I think you want to see how he does against Detroit. And then after that point, it becomes time to send him to the bench and hope that he gets better. And if he doesn't, then you keep him on your bench. But getting rid of him at this point, I don't ever believe in just selling low. Like, what's the point of selling low? What do you get out of that? If you just get dumped, you drafted him in a certain spot to be something. If he isn't that, that's fine. But 2 weeks in, it's way too early to tell. I mean, I remember people who drafted Demaryius Thomas last year were pissed after 2 weeks. Eddie Lacy got off to a terrible start last year. You got to sometimes give these guys, and if you're in a league where, go ahead. If you believe in somebody, take a shot. Go after Andrew Luck owners. Right now, hit them up. Andrew Luck is going to be fine from a fantasy perspective. I would hit them up immediately. Go ahead and prey on them. Try to take advantage of that. Talk about the fact Demaryius Thomas has no touchdowns. Go after Demaryius Thomas. There are these guys that disappoint you a little bit early on oftentimes end up being pretty darn good fantasy players as the season goes on. It's a long season.
All right, from Matt Wilhelm, a non-fantasy question, but we ask anything. Derek Mosley wants to know, at DMost8, for Matt, is it really that hard to travel and play? Like, San Diego going to Minnesota, or in this case now the Oakland Raiders having to come essentially cross-country to play the Browns.
It is difficult, and because there's so many factors, and I believe it all depends on the type of team that you have. If you're a young team that is inexperienced traveling across the country, you know, getting on a plane, flying to a city that maybe you've never been to before, especially west to east, most of those are Friday trips, so Oakland might actually be arriving in Cleveland later this evening. And guys want to get out and explore downtown Cleveland, or if you fly to Chicago, you want to explore Chicago, and you dive into something besides football, and that can deviate you from the ultimate plan, which is getting a win on Sunday.
So you always traveled on Fridays.
San Diego.
And had the night out. You got
yes.
No curfew.
We had curfew. It was midnight. But we'd get in at like 8:30. You know, you'd get in, you drop your bags off, you change your clothes, you get out of your suit, you throw your jeans and, you know, shirt on. You'd already have a reservation, you know, at one of the best restaurants, you and about six of your buddies, teammates, or if I had family in town, family would meet me in that city, and we'd just go out, and you'd go grab a good dinner. Some guys would step out for a little while and push the envelope in regards to getting back on time. We'll just say they had a great relationship with the director of security to get in their beds and essentially count towards curfew.
What was the best, like, curfew trick? Could you, like, load your bed up like Ferris Bueller with, like, a breathing machine and, like, pillows in it? What was the best thing that anybody ever did? Could you, like, hire somebody to just, like, lie in your bed for you?
No, because they get a verbal and a facial confirmation when they come in.
Oh, because people have done that before.
Because people have done that before. But, one of the greatest tricks is whether it's, you know, a lady, a girlfriend, a wife, whoever, who might be in town that you've brought back to your room is, you know, hiding them in the closet, hiding them in the shower with the curtain pulled, so on and so forth. Because they just come in, they want to see you either if you're asleep and they scream your name, you know, then they walk over to your bed to make sure it's you. Or you go, hey, what's up? And they look at you right in your eyes, and then they walk out, and they just check you off.
What if you put, like, an iPad on the pillow, and you FaceTime it, and you're like, you know, so it's your face that shows up.
But you're glowing.
And you're like, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm at with the music blaring in the background.
Good night.
In
I'm here.
An echoey bathroom of
here.
A club.
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. Yeah, I'm feeling kind of weird.
Or, like, again, you know, someone else laying on the, you know, and if you're in a double room, double bedroom, like on that little alleyway between the wall and the window and that bed, someone laying down there, hiding themselves as well, that's a good spot.
What would they do if they found the female in there? Do they send her out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, send them on her way.
Send them on her way. Clothed or not, send them on her way. Yeah, of course.
And
all it really is, those are the types of distractions that deter you from winning a football game. Because tomorrow, guess what everyone's talking about? While you're in meetings tomorrow, you know, getting your Saturday morning meetings in for your football game in 24 hours. You're talking about the guy who got busted with what chick, what were they doing, what was she wearing, what happened, what's going to happen to him, is he going to dress, is he not, how much is he going to get fined, is he not going to get fined, is he going to run on Monday? I don't know. We didn't talk about anything about having to do with a win.
Yes.
So that's what comes with traveling.
Yes, well, the Browns are at home. They don't have to worry about such issues.
Sleeping at home,
and they will hopefully get to 2-1 against the Oakland Raiders. We believe it. We hope all of you believe it. And get out there. Get loud, Dog Pound, like you did against the Titans. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Come see us on Dog Pound Drive on Sunday morning.
11 to 12:50.
And I'll be down there from 11:30 to noon on Channel 5.
You're untouchable on TV.
I'm untouchable. So please don't try to touch this. All right.
You're wearing a shiny suit again?
No, I think I'm going to go, since we're going to brown, I'm going to go the tan suit.
Okay.
Brown tie, brown pocket square.
Okay. Just orange socks.
Get it done. Orange socks. Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, we're wearing brown socks. I might have to wear brown socks.
All right.
We're going brown. It's a brown up.
Brown shoes?
Yeah.
No, I meant the Browns.
I don't think
they're. No, they'll be black. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. There are no brown shoes.
They're not allowed, I don't think.
But, you know what, real quick. Guys used to actually take their shoes out, get them airbrushed to match the uniform combinations we would wear. Like, you know, they do airbrush a T-shirt, airbrush my shoes.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It's good thinking.
But you get fined for them.
Thanks for being with us here all week on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Go Browns on Sunday. Be out there. Be loud, Dog Pound. For Dave DiNatale, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Go Browns!
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.